Ah, welcome, Kale. You boys were just talking off air and Xavier was giving you a complete rundown of your match from Gather Round, of course.
Yes, thanks, Sammy. Yeah, it sounds like he watched a lot of the game.
I've got a bit of vision. I'll run you through later. Sort of went through it with a fine-tooth comb. But no, there's two weeks of the year I don't particularly wish you luck. Performance-wise, I'd love you to play a great individual game. But obviously, West Coast and Hawthorn, I just hope the result flips the other way. But Derby week, mate, you're smiling. It's a good time to be in WA for footy.
It is. It's one of those ones. It doesn't matter where the kind of two teams are in the ladder or what it is. It's always a hard-fought game. And, both teams bring their best. So we're looking forward to it. It's exciting. Obviously, back home around our families and friends now after a kind of week and a bit away. It's good to be back and good to be building for a Derby game.
Does any extra chatter add on between, because you'd obviously have some friends in West Coast and all that as you do in other teams. Is there raised chatter before the Derby comes in or is it just business as usual?
No, it's pretty business as usual, really. It's I don't have kind of heaps of mates at West Coast. I don't really kind of know anyone there. So
you don't cross paths, do you, really?
Not really. Everyone lives in different kind of parts.
They're down the Fremantle end and we're south Eagles are more this end and you don't ever see each other.
It's real rivalry gear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I love it.
I was just looking at the AFL Coaches Association. This is not about you. You are fourth, I think, at the moment overall. Your captain's been incredible this season. Alex Pearce on the weekend, outstanding. The weekend before, the last game here at Optus, I thought was probably best on ground as well. He has had a phenomenal start to the season.
Yeah, he's been incredible, really. It's pretty inspiring kind of seeing him do what he does down there. He goes to the best key forward, Harry Mackay last week, Charlie Dixon on the weekend, and doesn't just get his job done, is able to intercept and kind of start a lot of our ball movement. Had 20 touches on the weekend. I can't remember the last time he had 20 touches in the game. So.
Yeah, this is where they start to get ahead of themselves as defenders and start finding the footy. Then
he started running away, took a bounce on the weekend, I reckon. He's getting going. But
Matt Scarlett used to do that. Used to just be an unbelievable lockdown defender. And then you look at the stat sheet later in life, 30 disposals, 28 disposals. Mate, the defenders, they bloody good.
Yeah, it's impressive. And Lukey Ryan as well down there. They've got a good kind of crew. There's obviously a few guys come back into that back seven as well. So what they've been able to do with some soldiers down and the guys coming in, Drapes coming in, he's been incredible as well as a young fella.
Have you ever played in defence? Ever?
Maybe like an under-18s game here or there just to... The recruiters want to see you down back, see if you defend.
Last long?
Yeah, take the kick-outs and that's about it, run up the ground.
Absolutely. We played for the same TAC Cup under-18 side, the Gippsland Power.
Right.
And I used to do the tricky one, go down and take the kick-ins. And as it got tighter towards getting drafted, the stats person for Gippsland Power used to just give me heaps of free stats. I'd come off and go, I played okay. It'd be like 41 touches.
Was that Mitch? Brian Mitchell? Was he doing stick?
He used one of those four-coloured pens. He just gave me four on the big.
Hold on.
Times it by four.
Did this used to happen to you, Caleb? Did you used to come up and go?
I earn all my touches. I didn't pay him anything to give me a few extra ones.
Didn't win a flag for Gippsland Power, unfortunately.
Hang on.
Two prelim finals, didn't win a flag.
Oh, no.
We got it done on the big stage. That's all I can say. Thanks, Scott Pendlebury. Hey, mate, Harley Reid, we need to ask about Harley. He's got that strong fend off. What's the approach going to be when you see the hand coming?
Try and slap it away and get in as close as I can. But, he's going well. The last couple of weeks especially, he's played some really good footy. And I think Youngie said the other day, it's really good to see a young fella going well. We're pretty young ourselves, so it's kind of
correct.
See someone come into the league and play some good footy is exciting. And, we're excited to kind of go against them because their whole midfield's going really well as well. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Now, let me have a go at this because everyone has a go at this question. Sean Darcy, is he going to play?
We got training tonight. Got a night session. So he gets through that. I'm pretty sure he'll be right to go. So he had a great session last Wednesday when we were in Adelaide. Just a little bit of a conservative decision to kind of keep him out, obviously. Long year. We don't want to rush him. We want him to kind of be healthy for the rest of the season. So he had another good session on Saturday, which I'm really happy with. So I've got no doubt if he gets through today, he'll be right to go for the weekend.
How does he go? Because I reckon he would be the sort of guy that'd have itchy feet, be losing his mind because he's not out there.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like me saying this, but he was going into surgery just before the season started when he had his knee little operation and he was researching on the way into the surgery, what's the shortest time frame someone's come back. So he's very, very keen to get back. Yeah. He's pretty impatient.
Did he
which
get
is
within
great.
That time frame?
Nah, I think it was 2 weeks or something.
The poor bugger. He's 200 centimetres and 105 kilos.
So you don't want to shut him down and say, mate, you're you're pushing uphill.
You'll get there. The vice captain from Fremantle is going to stick around. Caleb Sorong, more with Caleb right after this. Don't go anywhere because we might just have some derby tickets up our sleeve as well. More with Caleb after this at Triple M.